Anyway, so we do this every Friday. We have a shiur at 10:35. So welcome back. Very exciting to see each and every one of you. And you came right in time for Tzaras. It's like you want to say perfect timing. You want to hear all about leprosy. But mamish, what's ironic, what's amazing, is you can learn more about Klal Yisrael and how beautiful we are from the mitzvah of tzaras, or the iser of tzaras. And, you know, generally tzaras is seen as a very negative zach, but we could learn and glean so many lessons from that of tzaras. So let's just go through Rabbi Simon and his sefer has some beautiful things. There's a beautiful Orach Chaim HaKadosh we're going to share, and a beautiful Torah from Rav Moshe Feinstein, just talking about some of the concept tzaras, which is always going to, it's just going to be one. At the end of the day, we're going to put it all together. So there's a beautiful idea that we know that we have tzaras, unfortunately, but you have to remember that afal pi shechata, that even though we sin, we're still Yisroeli, right? We can never forget that we're banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, we're sons, irregardless as to whether or not we do something wrong or not. This is the beautiful thing, right? Your parents, you do something wrong, the worst thing a kid could say is, my parents hate me. They say the reason why they're punishing you is not because they hate you, it's because they care about you. You know what they do when they don't love you? They let you do whatever you want. Right? If you don't like somebody and they're walking off a cliff, you say, it's the La Vista, baby, you know, see you later. But if they love you, they're going to stop you. They're going to hold you and not let you go. That's normal. So this is what tzaras is all about. Rabbi Nachman is the most famous piece in Avos Yisrael and recognizing the beauty of all, each and every Jew. Famous, you should know this, right? L'kutei Maran, something I don't quote very often, but Reish Pei Beis. If you want to look at one shtickle from Rabbi Nachman, Reish Pei Beis, Da Ki Tzarech Lodon Es Kol Adam L'Kafskos. We always know, we know this, right? If you see somebody doing something wrong, you have to judge him favorably. Mm-hmm. If you go through the Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras Haloshin, half, you know, which I give a shiur on each and every morning, each and every halacha is primarily has to do with judging. You see a guy driving his car on Shabbos, right? Oh, his wife must be pregnant. You know? Bam. My kids once saw me eating on Tainus Esther. It's like, when did daddy turn to an ice farf or a DRS kid? Like, what happened? No, the part was I was a sandik that morning. You always have to find the good in somebody. Right? Because we always and the word why he says, why do you have to judge somebody favorably? He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, va'od ma'at ve'in Rasha. And very soon he won't be a Rasha. Vizbonanta al mekomo, you look at his place, ve'in in, he's no longer there. That means that you have to view a Jew that when he does an Avera, that's not the defining quality as to who he is. Right? If you're wearing a suit and the suit gets a stain on it, the same suit is not defined by the stain. Because you could take the suit, bring it to the dry cleaners, and it'll clean the entire suit. Right? You're not defined by the stain, you're defined by the suit. We're not defined by the stain, by the tzaras, we're defined by the gavra. We'll talk about that. And this is what the Rebbe Nachman is telling us, that we are beautiful because we are members of Klal Yisrael. Rav Hutnish says in Ma'arit Degzach, very often, everybody in this room likes each other, right? So I like most of you because you've all done something good and funny. We have a good time together. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. No. You know why I love each and every one of you? V'ahavta l'recha, says Rav Huttner, kamocha, because you're like me, because we're a Yid. The Ahavas Yisrael comes from the fact that just because you're... If you love somebody, like let's say it's LeBron James, right? I love LeBron James. I don't. But let's say you loved LeBron James, blah, blah. And then you found out later he's a Jew. That's not Ahavas Yisrael. That's ahava, that's tluya, that hanging in the balance is something else. That's a love because he does something else, and he happens to be a Jew. The reason why we're mechuyev to love each and every one of us is because we are a Jew, the helig yid, inside each and every one of us. And you see this for Yitzharas. How so? Unbelievable ideas that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh develops. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Vayikra Yud Gimel Beis says the following. Simon illuminated this to me. And here, if you look, it says, what does it show us about a member of Klal Yisrael? What is Tzaras showing us this? How does it show us this? So, in Perek Yud Gimel Beis, there's a long Orach Chaim. Good news, this is right in the beginning of the Orach Chaim. You don't have to read the whole thing. It's a long, long Arichas. It says in Pasuk, Adam, which means a mensch, Isha Kisra, says, Adam, Kiyah, when a person has a on his flesh, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis, it says that an Adam, when a person kiyeh b'saro, when he has in his flesh, in his or b'saro, I should say, adam kiyeh b'or b'saro, on the hide of his flesh, se'eso sapachas. So what is it highlighting, adam? What's an adam? An adam is a human being, a man. Says the Archaim, that specifically adam is somebody who is a Jew. Meaning, we're highlighting that the only person who can get tzaras is a Jew. Goyim can't get tzaras. Many reasons why. But listen to what the Or HaChaim says. It's highlighting the fact that a Jew can get it. It says, Adam kriyum, atem kriyum adam ve'in akum kriyum adam. Why? She'in akum mitamin b'negoyim. Goyim can't become tamei through negoyim. Why not? So if you read the continuation of the Or HaChaim, he says exactly the word I told you. Because it's only where be'or b'soro, the place in which you get tzaras is not in the pnimius, it's not in the basar itself, it's not inside of us, it's only in the or b'soro. When one speaks Lashon Hara Chas V'Shalom, or one violates tzaras ayin, where he is stingy, he develops a nega, he develops a stain of tzaras, where? On the outer flesh. Symbolizing that you have messed up, you've dropped your soup on your suit, but it could be easily washed off. Because the depth of who we are, the beauty of who we are, only Jews could get this. Goyim, their stain is inside of them. They don't have the Kedushas Yisrael that we have. They don't have the Heligakait that we have, that Rabbi Nachman is highlighting. They just have, thus is who they are. They don't have that inner spark. It's like, you know, the Kuzari says it beautiful, and it's very hard for people to wrap their heads, because if you look around, right, everybody looks the same. Kuzari has different levels of Kedusha. The first level is Dome, which is like stone or rock. The next level, plant. The third level, animal. Fourth level, human. Fifth level, Yid. The elevation of a Jew is defined primarily by Tzaras. Because it shows that our stain is only on the outside. We can't stain. It doesn't mean we can't do anything wrong, but it's on the outside. You see this again. You want to hear a Maritic idea? I shared this, say this to Eloy Nishmas, Rachi Berker, with his father who passed away this week. Because when I shared this word with Ari Merzoff in 2008, he reminds me of this every year. There is a halacha that if somebody gets sick, we have a responsibility to daven for them. Thus is a halacha. Where do we know this halacha from? This week's parsha. It says in the end of the whole story about somebody who gets tzaras on their face, v'tame tame. It says the word tame twice. Why does it say the word tame twice? Who learns Moed Katan here? Daf Hayam and Aleph. You know what's teaching us? That if somebody gets, there's always a debate. If somebody gets sick, do you notify other people or not? Right? There's always a debate. But the Gemara tells us what the debate is. What are you supposed to do in this case if somebody gets sick? You're supposed to notify the masses. Why? Why are you supposed to notify the masses?
So they can daven.
So there's daven for you. What's the source for this? The source for this is dafka in the area of tzaras. And where in particular? Tzaras of the face. So why is tzaras of the face, specifically the place, the source, the shoresh, teaching us that you have to daven for somebody else? Gemara Moed Katan says like that. Why? So listen to what the Or HaChaim says, and then Rabbi Simon takes it a step further. An unbelievable idea. And this, to me, is a mind-blowing idea. Why specifically does somebody get tumah in the face? Right? As opposed to, like, over here.
It's more embarrassing.
More embarrassing. People can see it. It's like the Or HaChaim. Most embarrassing thing in the world, right? You must have done something so wrong in the area of Lashon Hara, like an NBA player. When they get tattoos on their arms, they put a sleeve on it, they cover it up. Nobody gets tattoos on their face, because that everybody can see. Mike Tyson does that. But most people who are normal don't get tattoos on their face. There's a whole shiloh where you can get a tattoo on your face because it's advertising, whatever. It's a hack. But nobody gets tattoos. You get tattoos on your arms, and then you cover it up. No biggie. But if you get it on your face, you get tzaras on your face, you can't run, you can't hide. It's the most embarrassing of all tzaras. Mm-hmm. It must be that you did the most heinous act. And yet, that's the source, that's the makor, that's the place which identifies as that's where you're supposed to daven for that particular person. Why there? So what's the havamina? What's the initial process some people have? I have this problem also sometimes. This guy did something so heinous that he has tzaras on his face. You would say, you know what, he deserves it. You know, it's like when you play in a hockey game and the other team gets a penalty. What does everybody chant? You can't do that. That's crazy. You can't do this. Everyone chants, you can't do that. So a guy gets a rasa in the face. You would think that what the appropriate reaction should be from us is what? You can't do that. No. You know what Hashem's telling you? Afal pi shechad. It's great. Even though he sinned, Yisraeli. We have an obligation of what? The haftal recha kamocha. We love him. Why? Not because of what he has done for me or made me laugh. We love him because of the halakha Yisrael that's inside of him. The avas Yisrael that we have to have for everybody, irregardless or regardless, depending on your grammar. We have to love them whatever. Willingly, it doesn't matter. We have to love them because we love them. Afal pi shechat Yisrael, should we dafka davin for the guy who committed the worst crime ever, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to embarrass the person where you can't even put on cover-up? That's who you have to daven for. This is why somebody asked me a question yesterday. I don't remember who asked me this question, very embarrassed. Somebody came over to me with a gevaldik kasha. It says at the very end, it says, where do you have to go when you get tzaras? You know where you have to go? You have to go to the Kohen. Good. What does the Torah tell us, though? You have to go to Aaron Uvana HaKohen. Now, the kid asked me a marvelous question. What did it say, Aaron Uvanov? Right? Just tell me. You have to go to the Kohanim. Of course, Aaron's a Kohen. So, Rav Moshe gives a beautiful answer, right? Because he starts asking with the following other question, which is, when you get sick, where do you guys go?
Doctor.
Right? Where do you go when you get tzaraz?
Kohen.
Why cut? Because we know that tzaraas is not skin cancer. Mm-hmm. It's not leprosy. It's an inappropriate translation of your translator's leprosy, because leprosy implies that there's some sort of medical affliction. Because what is the disease? It's really a spiritual disease. It's a midah keneged midah that you did one of seven things. Whether it is lashon hara, whether it is tzaraas ayin, there's a lot of different possibilities. The most common, popular one is that of lashon hara. So it's a spiritual affliction. So where do you go when you have a spiritual affliction? You got to go to the spiritual doctor, kivyachol, which is whom? The Kohen. And the Kohen, hopefully, is not just going to identify the iser, the tzaraas, but hopefully he's going to get to the root cause of what made you get tzaraas. And who's the most important person to do that? The Kohen. But not just any Kohen. Where should you go when you're having a spiritual crisis? You go to the tzaddik. You go to that person who could elevate you. You go, you're suffering because you spoke Lashon Hara. You're suffering because you were stingy to other Jews. So you go to the ultimate mediator. You go to the person whose defining quality is that of Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. You spoke Lashon Hara about somebody. You derided another Jew. Where are you going to go? You're going to go to that individual who loves other Jews, who's an Ohev Shalom, who loves peace, namely a Kohen, but in particular somebody who's similar to Aaron a Kohen, whose traits are yelling peace, love, Jews. That's what tzaraas is teaching us. You failed. You decided you would never speak about somebody you loved. So why do we speak Lashon Hara? Because I don't view that person as my brother. I don't view that person as somebody who has the same chelek of Yisrael as I do. So you go to Aaron HaKohen, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, who is spilling over. You know those people, right? We know something. You know, everybody's got that guy in my life who's like, wow, you know, when I'm with him, I become a better person. I become a more elevated person. That's where you got to go to cure yourself. This is the lumdus. This is the idea of all of tzaraas. Tzaraas, the root cause, comes from not recognizing the avos, the beauty of the Yisrael inside of other people. Not seeing avos Yisrael. Not seeing the Rabbi Nachman's Reish Pei Beis and Likutei Meran. When somebody does something wrong, not davening for them. And this is this crazy story that, you know, we got to work on. And I Rabbi Chaim Marcus spoke to all of high school kids on October 13th, right? You remember when the war was fresh. And like, we actually thought about it every single minute. Now we're getting a little still. He said over this mindset that resonated with me and something I've been trying to work on. It was after the war, there was a lot of Jews who were put in DP camps. And it was crazy that after the war, even though the war was over, they still had all these rules and regulations, right? Like there was some sort of chayas. So this chaver was put in a DP camp. And you know, they were, the Sukkot was coming, and they were depressed because they wanted to have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but they couldn't go out at a certain hour. So they said, 2 in the morning, when nobody's looking, we're going to go out. Or whatever, 10 o'clock at night. After curfew, we're going to go out. So while they're going out, the 4 of them, 5 of them, the Hasidim, they got together, and there was a secular Jew there. And the secular Jew looks at them and says, where you going? No, don't say it. They said, we just got to take care of it. But they made up some excuse. And they went out and they prayed. It's gewaltig. Gotta do it again another night. And they went out again. The secular Jew was there and said, where are you going? They made up some excuse. They were so worried he was going to tell them. And this happened each night of Chol HaMoed. Hoshana Rabbah comes, we got to do it again. And they're going out. And the secular Jew was there again and said, where are you guys going? How could you, dangerous. Then they finally looked at him and said, why do you care? Why do you want, why are you standing there each and every night? We're going out. We're just trying to, you know, have a fabregen, you know, get together and mekadzi shem shemayim. Why do you care so much? Why are you standing there? He said, he looked at them and he said, I don't understand. When Hitler rounded us all up, he didn't look at us any differently. From Jew, non-from Jew, Haredi, Chileini, Sfarad, Ashkenaz, v'chul. He didn't look at us differently. He took us all and put us into the gas chambers. But you guys, you're looking at us differently. From Jews and non-from Jews. Why did you invite me once with you? I just wanted to go with you. Why did you invite me to come? Ahavas Yisrael means inviting all Jews. It means including. They're the best part of, no best part, but the collateral positive dab, not the collateral positive that happened from the war is the Ahavas Yisrael, in the beginning, not anymore, in the beginning of this war, where everybody came together and recognized there's a common goal, that we have so much more in common than we don't. And that there has to be Ahavas Yisrael. And the only way out of this mess is with Ahavas Yisrael. As we enter into Pesach, we have to recognize that the original Golus happened for one reason. What was the original Golus? Mitzrayim. Why did Mitzrayim happen? The Golus of Mitzrayim happened for one reason. Sin and Schina between the brothers. Where Yosef's brothers didn't understand his Kedusha, and they sold him down as a slave, and because of that moment, the entirety of the Golus began. What's going to get out of the Golus as we enter into Pesach, and the focus and the vision has to be, is on one thing. Ahavas Yisrael. We have to love every Jew, and the way to do that is to recognize the godless of each and every Jew, not because of anything they did, because of the neshama that's inside them. Chevra, I want to thank you for learning with me, for coming back. Hopefully we could do this again, but this was a lot of fun. Zagazut and Stark.